Some people don't like to share food. Some people don't like to share clothes. Critic Maureen Carrigan says what's really hard for her is to share her favorite books.
If you've ever had the miserable experience of seeing a loved one being held tightly by a stranger, you'll know how I felt last week. I was riding on the Washington Metro, seated across from two older women. They seemed pleasant enough until one rummaged in her bag and took out a volume of Stevie Smith's poems. Then they both began talking about how wistful and tragic her work is. My heart skipped a beat. I love Stevie Smith. She's irreverent about all the right things, death, sex, God, and literature. Her cunning, childlike voice created a whole new way to be naughty in literature. She always sounds to me like some playground anarchist. If Bart Simpson were a poet instead of a cartoon, he'd be Stevie Smith. But some misguided readers, like these two women, insist on seeing Stevie Smith as a fey waif. "Stop it," I wanted to shout. "You don't know her like I do. She's my kindred spirit, not yours." I know, it's foolish and probably elitist to feel so possessive about an author. And especially given the current censorship spree, it's more dangerous than ever to feel that there's only one correct interpretation of a work of art. But the experience of reading something you love can be so intense that sometimes it actually hurts to see someone else putting their paws all over your special book and reading it differently. Summertime is a really rough season on these kinds of bookish attachments. Books that I thought I had a monogamous relationship with turn out to be running around with other people all over town. Vivian Gornick's autobiography, Fierce Attachments, was snuggled in someone else's jeans pocket at the neighborhood softball game. And Charlotte Bronte's Villette was lying on someone else's blanket at the beach. I even saw M.F.K. Fisher's The Art of Eating out at a bar. Figures, she always liked a good time. Now, I don't have this delusion of exclusivity with every book I love. With David Copperfield, Beloved, and The Caine Mutiny, it was clear right from the start that I was going to have to share. And Kingsley Amis's Lucky Jim is passed on from friend to friend like some kind of initiation test. If you laugh at it, you're okay. The act of reading is almost always private, just you and the book, alone together. Some books just weren't made for that one-on-one intensity. They need a community of readers and a variety of interpretations to make them come alive. But other books construct you, the reader, as a confidant. They flatter you into thinking that you're the person who really understands them, someone special. These kinds of books always make me think that I'm the only one, and I keep getting burned.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University.